I'm Chris.
I'm Sandy.
And this is Parenting Autism. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 119 with Chris and Sandy.
119.
That's our lucky number.
Our favorite number.
That's our birth dates.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
Anywho.
Hello.
For those new listeners, we're a clean show. You won't find any profanity here, so.
You felt the need to say that today.
I felt the need to say that today.
Like, probably because of a conversation we were having, how it's kind of challenging to find clean podcasts.
Well, and clean music,
and
right?
And clean music.
I mean.
Yeah, and clean shows in general.
I mean, I feel dirty after, if you listen to those things.
True, true. But no, we're here. We were talking about, well, you know, why do we do this podcast? And we don't put on here that this is a Christian podcast, but we just happen to be people who love Jesus and share our world, which includes our faith. But we're reading through the Proverbs right now. In fact, I'm doing that. If it's the day of the month, that's the number of the proverb that you read. So today's March 27th, so I read chapter 27. And I was telling you verse 17 would be a good one to share because it's kind of why we do this podcast, and I wrote it down. This is out of my Good News version, but it's like, people learn from one another. Iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons we're on here, is to help each other in our autism community, and then those who want to learn more about our autism community. And when we're able to build each other up and support each other, and, you know, you hear the word autism tribe sometimes out there, but it's true. You want to feel like you're not alone, and you want to take what you've learned and pay it forward to share with other people. And then we're always looking to learn from other people, but we've been having a hard time finding those resources. I guess that's kind of where that whole conversation came from. But
you have to be careful who is sharpening your iron, right?
That's like, really true.
You really want to stick around good people.
Yeah, you know, people that reflect what you want to be, and who build you up. And not, you and I were also talking about the power of words, you know, and some people will have like a word for the year, you know, instead of resolutions. And I've done that a couple of times. And I was trying to figure out, like, what would this year be about? And there wasn't really anything that jumped at me. Until recently, as I've been going through these Proverbs, it's all these verses about wisdom, but not being foolish, but about your words, the words that you use, and the power that our words have. And I just really want to be careful that I use my words to build people up and not break them down. And especially having a platform like this with our podcast. And we really hadn't talked about this, but I am going to say that there was an episode recently that there were some things that were said, and especially with me, with my tone and my attitude when I played it back, that I didn't like because I wasn't building somebody up. And I've apologized for that. And we even edited that episode. I don't need to point out which one it was, but it was just a really, really good, humbling reminder for me that we need to select our words carefully and really think about what we say and what we do each day and how it impacts other people and why we're here on this earth, right?
Yeah, and as Christians, you know, everybody's our brother and sister, right? So we have to treat people like that. The Bible says love your neighbor, you know, as one of the most important commandments.
Yeah. Whether they're a Christian or not, we are to love other people. We are to, again, we want to be an encouragement. Mm-hmm. That's the goal here, you know, and love on others. So, yeah that's what we're kind of coming out the gate with today. I, of course, have notes that I jot down. But I
don't.
And you don't, but you come along for the ride, and I appreciate it. So you give me someone to talk to. What were we talking
about right before the show? And I said, why don't you tell me about that on the podcast?
So today...
headphones.
Bryce and I were going to go to the Special Java Cafe, which is a place where he goes and does music with a lot of his friends who also have other special needs. And it's loud there. And Bryce has sensitivity to sound and will normally wear his headphones. Well, actually, he always wears his headphones when he goes there. It's one of the places. So we were getting ready to leave, and his headphones, which do not blend in with the couch because they have neon green around them, they were right there on the couch, and we're getting ready to leave. And I said to him, Bryce, grab your headphones and grab your water cup. I said, the things that you want, you need to take with you. I'm grabbing my cup. Get your headphones. Get your cup. We're going out. Okay, Mommy. So we go out the door. I lock up the door. We get in the car, and we are, 5 minutes into the trip there, and he says, uh-oh, I don't have my headphones. I said, Bryce, I thought you were picking them up off the couch. I must have forgot them. I said, buddy. He goes, well, we can go back for them. I said, no, we're not going to go back for them. I should have my backup pair because we each bought a backup pair for each vehicle. So I said, I got to get gas on the way there. I'll check and make sure I have them when we stop. So when I stopped for gas, we did not have the backup pair in the car. So we did not go to Special Java Cafe today. And we turned it around. I mean, we did plenty of things together, which was great. But I hadn't told you that because you're like, how did it go? And I'm like, well, we didn't go, and I'll tell you why. But it really is important that he learns he's got to learn to be able to follow a one-step command. And maybe I gave him two steps because I said, get your headphones and the water cup, right? So I said two things. What do you think could make him forget within? And he wasn't distracted by his iPad. Let me be clear. That did not go with us because I leave that at home because he needs time away from it. In fact, he had 3 hours away from it while we were out, which was great. But I don't know what else to do without watching and making sure that he immediately picked it up when we were really going out the door.
I think it's ADHD.
Go further, please.
I think this is one of his deficits.
He's distracted.
It's...
But by what? I mean, I just said. You know what I'm saying?
His brain is like a carnival on the inside. You know? There's all different kinds of things going on, and he has a very hard time concentrating on one thing, especially if something that was said to him one time. And that's what I'm finding out about him is, yes, we can ask him to do things, but we definitely have to follow up behind him because he forgets. He just forgets.
Like literally it's not on purpose. Oh, I know. And
I don't want to make him feel bad.
And I didn't either.
You know, I think we're extra sensitive to that right now because we're realizing that a lot of things that he does, he has no control over. Like the other day, he told me whenever he gets mad and he hits something, he can't control it. It's like stimming when he jumps up and down and flaps, mm-hmm. right? When he's excited, when he gets upset and he automatically hits something. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's nothing I can do, Daddy. I can't, my body just does it, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that and the whole memory thing, that's just part of who he is right now. Like, and we just have to work around it, you know, and work with it.
Yeah, which, again, it's a lesson for me that I can't just say it and then expect that to be in his hands. I would probably need to actually put them in his hands and follow him out the door. The good news, like I said, is that he didn't get terribly upset that we didn't go. And that was good. And we made a great day of it. In mm-hmm. fact, we had a great day together. So it was just kind of, to me, like, all right, I just told him that. But, you know, talking it out with you, which I wanted to, I am saying that I did give him two-step commands, and maybe that was too much for him, rather than getting one. Because you know what he brought?
What?
The last thing I told him to bring, the cup of water that he brought. So maybe by the time I told him, get the headphones and your cup of water, he just heard cup of water, and that's what came out the door.
Yeah, and like a lot of times, to get his attention, you have to say his name.
Right.
Maybe more than once.
Right.
And then you have his attention.
Yeah.
And then you can give him instruction or whatever. That's.
So I wasn't upset at all. I mean, about the whole thing. It was just perplexing to me. But there's been a lot of things with Bryce in the recent weeks that have been a little more perplexing, and the way that he thinks and processes information, which that is the autism, how he processes information in maybe ways that you and I don't. And on that note, oh, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, you mentioned that it wasn't a big deal.
Oh, I just meant I wasn't upset. That's
and
what
you
I
weren't
said.
Upset. And right. That's what I want to chime in on is the other thing that we're learning at this stage is to just let it go, brush it off, let it slide. Because it's done, right? It's what are you going to do about it?
Right.
It's done. You know, God has a plan. He didn't remember those headphones for a reason. We don't know the reason.
Maybe we were being protected from something that would have been on the trip to Java Cafe. That's how I look at it.
That's how you have to look at it. It's just, you know, something falls and breaks. Well, yes, I'm sad that it fell and broke, but I can't put it back together. So it is what it is. You know, it's.
Yes.
And that's part of the Christian perspective, I think, is, you know, you have to, you know, choose your battles. You know, we talked about that. But, you know, just remind yourself who you're working with, you know.
That. And I also think it's setting an example for him because he feeds off of our vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we set the tone. So if we get upset about something, he in turn right now is going to try to be upset, but even more upset because he's into this. He doesn't know what word to use.
Yeah.
So he didn't say revenge. What do you say? I'm going to regress you.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got this tit for tat.
Right.
You know, the part of the Bible from eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Bryce would love that verse. But we're trying to teach him, that's not
how
we need to be.
He's in a stage where he's trying to one up, right?
That is exactly correct.
And even with his friend Michael playing on Roblox and stuff, he's trying to one up him. Oh, I have more Roblox than you, or
my
car is faster.
And it's a typical kid.
And every time it's a typical kid, but we have to remind them, you know, everything is not a competition.
We say that a lot. And then he tries to one up also, and not just like a typical way, because that'd be like, oh, most kids do that. Adults do that, for goodness sake, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he went to horse camp for the first time last week, which, on a side note, what an excellent experience for him.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. But while he was there, it was the end of the second day, I think it was. And one of the girls who was leading the horse, she lost her balance and she fell into Bryce. And in turn, Bryce fell into the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then he scuffed his arm pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bleed, but it did take a layer of skin off. So I know it had to hurt. I mean, wood scraping against your arm doesn't feel good.
And I'm glad you were there. Did you witness it?
I did. Yeah. I was there.
So I'm glad you witnessed it.
So I was there, and, you know, and he's like, oh, I'm dead. I can't, you know, he goes so dramatic. I can't survive this. I'm like, you're okay. You're not bleeding. And I, you know, once I told him he wasn't bleeding.
I know it hurt.
And he tolerates pain.
Very well. Yeah.
More than most. Like, he didn't cry. It's more the thought of him being injured and bleeding scares him.
Yeah.
So anyway, he immediately wanted to get revenge on the girl that fell into him.
Mm.
So I had to say to him, he says, I'm going to regress her. And I'm like, regress her? you try not to laugh with Bryce. He's trying to expand his language, and I love it.
Yep.
But we had to correct some of the meanings in the words. So he says, I'm going to regress her. She hurt me. So, and I said, are you trying to revenge or retaliate? And he's like, yes, I'm going to revenge her. And I said, well, we don't do revenge. Mm. And it was an accident. She did not do it on purpose. So I quickly was reiterating that somebody else that was there was also telling him it was an accident. You know, she didn't mean to hurt you. And she checked on him. But thankfully, she kind of walked away at that point. So she didn't hear his plan to regress her, which was good. But I had to like talk him off the ledge of that because he really wanted to do something. He goes, well, she hurt me. I need to hurt her too. Or hurt her more, you know, talking about the one up. So I'm like, no, no. So I just, you know, calmly told him what you would tell him, you know, it was an accident. The fence hurt you. She did not hurt you. And I really wanted to reiterate that. It was the fence that caused the pain. Mm-hmm. She did not cause the pain. She lost her balance, fell into you, and then you lost your balance and you fell into the fence. Okay. She could have got hurt too. So we were able to talk it through, and then at that point, I could tell he wasn't going to quite recover, and we were ready to leave at that point anyway, so I just said, we're going to go ahead and go, because I needed to remove him from the situation, and we did, and then I got him home, and then we, you know, cleaned up his
Well, he told me about it when he got home.
So how was his conversation with you?
I said, it sounds like it was an accident, and so I reminded him of many of his accidents that were not regressed for, you know, or retaliated for.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Because they're accidents.
Right.
You don't mean them for them to happen. You know, I have accidents too. You know, you don't mean for them to happen, but they happen. And you just have to forgive and you have to move on. And, you know, it was an accident.
Yeah.
And so after I mentioned several of his air quotes accidents that, you know, he didn't get punished for, then I think he started to understand.
That's it. It was a really, really good learning opportunity for him. The whole week with that was. And, you know, that was something that happened. Again, I'm glad I was there. I took him the first day and I wasn't sure what it would be like. I didn't know the kids that would be there. And we've had, you know, situations before with kids that we didn't know, and it wasn't a gelling situation. But in this case, it really went well.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were good with him, and he was great with them, and they had a little playground, and he loved playing with them. And of course, they all loved the horses, and they were there, and they got to groom the horses. They actually, the first thing they had to do was clean the barn, clean the stalls. So he had the broom out, and he was scooping poop, and, you know, just learning responsibilities like that. And then they, groom the horse.
I guess we're both choked up. But, then they got to ride the horses. And
sorry about that. So, yeah, then he got to ride the horse.
Yeah.
And so I took him on Monday. It was good. On Wednesday when I went, I actually took a book, and I felt more comfortable giving him his space. But it's really far away from our house, and it's pretty far away from any stores or anything. So I didn't feel comfortable leaving. I didn't feel like I needed to leave. I'm glad I didn't, since the accident was that day. But I also wasn't sure how long he would want to stay. Mm-hmm. And that was part of it as well, because it was a 6-hour camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to say that he stayed 5 hours both of the days that I took him. And then you took him on the third day.
The third day, they were calling for thunderstorms all day. Like 97% chance or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh boy. And I thought to myself, well, they're probably not canceling it, but, you know, I do want them to go. I'm sure they'll do some things in the barn. And so I took them there. It was raining. And right when we got there, he's like, oh, well, it's raining. I guess it's going to be canceled. Yeah. And Miss Michelle's like, nope. We got things to do in the barn, and, you know, we got stuff we can do. And I said, okay. So I hung around 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm like, yeah, I you know, there's nothing I'm going to do here. I didn't bring a book, and I'm not going to sit in the truck for 6 hours.
No.
That's just, I can't do that. So I said, okay. I said, well, I told Michelle, I said, you got my number if you need anything. And she's like, oh, yeah. She says, he'll be fine. don't worry about him. He's fine.
Yep.
And I felt comfortable because he'd already been there 2 days and, you know, not anything serious happened. And so...
And he knew the kids by then, and he knows Miss Michelle, so it was good.
So I left, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do?
I know, right? Freedom!
So I went shopping for shoes, and then I went to work, and I thought, well, I'm going to leave him there the whole day, and, you know, he's going to learn that even if he wants to go home early, that sometimes there are rules that you know, it goes from 9 to 3, so you're going to be there from 9 to 3. So I didn't get any phone calls, so I kept working. And then I went back there at 3 to pick him up, and he was just a happy camper. But he did come right up to me and say, Daddy, I hurt my hand. I hurt my hand. I'm like, okay. And he's holding his hand up, and it looked fine. And Michelle said, he's fine. There's no blood. He said, I fell off a skateboard. I said, you did? And Michelle says, yep, he learned how to skateboard today. I'm like, oh, okay, good for you. And he's like, but Daddy, I hurt my hand. I said, it's okay, buddy. It'll feel better tomorrow. You know, you just got to wipe it off with some dirt and you'll be fine. It's just, you got to teach him to, if not everything.
Man up.
Yeah, man up, and not everything's dramatic. You know, yes, it's painful, but it'll get better. You know, it's not hanging off
your
body.
There's no blood. Right? I think if he hears no blood, he's pretty good.
Yeah. So by the time we got home, the next day he was fine. So
great experience.
It was a great experience for him.
For us, that was like a big deal.
It was a big step.
Yeah.
Big. For us, even to leave him there that one whole day.
I
was a little hesitant, but I'm like, no, I think he's got this.
When you told me and you're like, and I left, and I'm like, and?
Like,
I was waiting for
it.
The shoe to drop, but it didn't. And I'm like, yay.
And what happened?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
But, so Bryce is talking about, like, the using the different words and stuff. So before I go into a little more serious one, I did write this funny one down because there were a couple funny ones, actually. So I heard him talking to Michael, and Michael was telling him that he was going to call him at 8 o'clock or something. And so Michael was running a little late. And with Bryce, if you tell him you're going to call him at 8, you know, he's expecting you to call him at 8.
Yeah.
He is watching and he's literal. And so I'm like, sometimes, buddy, they don't call you exactly at 8, but if he will, something might happen. So anyway, so Michael finally calls and I hear Bryce say, oh, Michael, I've been waiting terrifyingly wrong for you.
Terrifyingly
wrong for you. And I'm like,
he
repeated it again. And I said, did you mean terribly long? Yes. I have been waiting terribly long for you.
Some of these words.
So
funny.
Cute. Funny. He was close.
Yes,
he was close.
He's trying.
He's close enough that we can kind of figure it out. So on Sunday, we did our Easter egg hunt early for him because we're going to be out of town this coming weekend for Easter. And so we did it in our backyard, and he was looking for the last egg, and I had put it up in a tree. And I actually created a Facebook reel on my page for this because it's my first reel I did, but it was really cute. And so you spotted it, so you went over to get it because I put it near your orchid plant, and you didn't want Bryce to damage your orchid plant, which I wasn't thinking about that. My apologies. So he goes and you get it out, and he goes, oh, I saw it with my premium vision.
You're like, yes, out of my premium vision.
Or like, out of your premium vision. And he's pointing to the side of his face. So he says, yeah, my premium vision. And you're like, oh, you mean your peripheral vision? Oh, yeah, my peripheral vision.
Like, he's got premium
he's
vision.
He's got premium vision. He is so cute with his words. So anyway,
that was
really cute.
That was a good one.
But this other stuff coming up is, he has been having these memories that are not great memories going back, and he's just like pulling them out. And we were talking, like, maybe is puberty starting already, and maybe his brain is doing a little bit of shift, and he's remembering all these terrible things that have, in his mind, happened to him. Because at first they were all about you, and he was like, Daddy. And he'd really be upset, like as if he's back at that moment
like
of time,
happened,
and he's upset about something that you did to him, and we're trying to remember what was it and when was it? Mm-hmm. And I made a note of that because I'm like, wow, you know, we're really, I feel like we're starting to see some things that we haven't seen before and we're kind of entering a new season.
It was the first time he ever said he hated me and it broke my heart.
Yeah.
You know, what was it that I did? He said it. But I don't remember what it was.
I can't even remember now. Like, see, that's how minor it was. And yeah. I think we actually talked about this on the last podcast because his ABA team was here. Because it was right before we took the pause from ABA.
That's
and we were
right.
seeing how they handled it. But even since that, it came up a couple other times. And then this doesn't have to do with the past, but it's like the way his brain is thinking right now. And I know he plays this game on Roblox with Michael. And they're police officers. So mm-hmm. they're arresting each other quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were over at Mom and Dad's house, and he said, because I hid something. And he goes, yeah, well, we'll call the police. Didn't he tell you you were going to call the police to arrest me for hiding things? Right?
Mommy's always putting things in other places and we can't find
them. Mommy is organized.
We're going to call the police because she's a thief or something like that.
Because she's hiding things, right?
Yeah.
So we're over at Mamaw and Papaw's.
I think he called you a thief, though.
Called me a thief? That's hilarious. So. You're telling me that he said that about me, you know, and I'm going to call the police to arrest her. So when we were over at Mom and Dad's, I said, yeah, I heard Bryce is going to call the police on me because I'm hiding things. And he said, I said, but you're not supposed to, you know, that's not nice or something. I'm just trying to help you. And he goes, and he was laughing when he said it, but he goes, yeah, well, I'll just call you an idiot for doing it. And I'm like, what?
What in the world?
Then we all four of us at the same time are like, what did you say? And then he's laughing when he said it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I don't think you know what idiot means. And he doesn't, right?
Yeah, he heard it on the video.
Exactly. So it was funny. And I said to Mom, I said, I remember when I got in trouble for the first time repeating something that Dad had said that wasn't nice at the time because before we went to church, so he hadn't cleaned up his language. And she's like, oh, yeah, I remember when you were three. And she told me this story about something that I said about a tree. And she's like, and I was like, oh, don't say the things your dad says, you know. But I didn't know what I was saying. And Bryce didn't know. So we had to explain to him, you're not in trouble for saying it. It's just that's not one of the words that you want to say kind of thing.
He did mention that after you were going to be arrested, that we'd be able to find everything.
That's why I was sharing it with Mom and Dad. I'm like, yeah, well, they think, but... And then we came home from there and there was something you guys couldn't find. I'm like, yeah, they just think they don't want me around here organizing things. So it was like the next day that there was plenty of time removed from the conversation of that. And so I just said to Bryce, where did you hear that word idiot? And he goes, nowhere. Yes, you did. He goes, no, I didn't. And we're like, I think you did. He goes, no, I didn't. Well, I just thinked of it. I'm like, you just thought of it? And he said, yes. And we're like, okay, Bryce, we know that you just didn't
come up
with that word.
I told him you're lying.
You're like, you're lying, Bryce. And it's not nice to lie. So we want to know the truth. And you're not in trouble for it. We just want to know where you learned it. We know it was on YouTube. Which one of your friends was it? So finally, he told us which one it was and where he found it. So then you go, you know what, Bryce? I'm going to give you a point for telling the truth.
Yeah.
And he said, really? In complete disbelief. And you're like, well, yes, because it's very important to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And so he got a point for telling the truth. But it was the way he went, really? Like, I'm in trouble for this? You know, so anyway, it was really cute.
Yeah.
He is funny.
Yeah.
But those are the things, you know, we're just kind of dealing with and... And that's good. What else did I make a note on here?
Now I'm curious. I want to know why he hated me.
Go back and listen to podcast episode 118.
Oh, did we talk about it?
Did we talk about that? Yes,
we did. I had to listen.
And
to
I don't remember what you did that made him say that. Right. It was really sad.
It was the last one.
I know.
Okay.
Bless his heart. So, anyway, what was the other thing I wrote? Oh, and I was just, so he had Special Olympics basketball. And that all went really well. He got blue ribbon. He's really, really talented with his dribbling. Very fast and keeps control. And he does well actually had a perfect score on throwing it off the ball and the ball off the wall and catching it. And we're working on shooting the baskets, and he's getting better with that. So he got a blue ribbon for first place in his category. And but what I pointed out to you when we got home was, I said, did you notice, like, when we were there, how difficult it was for him to talk to other people? And it was. It's like when he's with us, it's a whole other kid. You know, he can look us in the eyes and he can talk to us pretty easily with conversations going back and forth. But when we were there, he was just, and it was just that he felt so uncomfortable trying to talk to people. And like, if he did, he looked away, he had a hard time with eye contact. And I find that whoever he knows, he eventually becomes comfortable with them and he's okay. But he is a far cry from being comfortable with people that he doesn't know at all or where he's not comfortable yet. And I know that's stuff we're working on. It was just something that,
it was,
you know,
obvious.
You could tell. And like, yeah, when they would say, are you, hey, congratulations that you got your blue ribbon. And that was like really stood out to me because we knew he was excited inside. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
You that know? Was it.
And they were like, he really is excited in there. It's just going to come out later because right. he just doesn't know how to do those kind of things. But we're working on it. Other little note that I made, and you said, write this down for the podcast. But so you're waking him up in the morning with tickles, right?
He wants to be tickled.
But he started slapping himself in the face to wake himself up. So I'm like, Bryce, take cold water and splash it in your face because that will wake you up, but don't hit yourself, you know? And he was hitting himself pretty hard. So he did that a few times and then you're trying something. So then finally, again, this is probably a week later, he said to me, well, you know, I slapped myself to wake up because of the myth show. What is the myth show? Well, that's where they're saying, is it true or is it a myth that if you slap yourself in the face, it'll wake you up? And he goes, well, it's true because it's on the myth show. And they said it is true. So that's how I should wake myself up.
Oh, my.
No, no. We'll find other ways. So yeah, anyway, funny. The things that he gets, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So you gave him a point the other day for telling the truth. And I didn't tell you this, but I went to take him to pick up our gluten-free Domino's pizzas the other night. And you weren't with us. I think you were going to the concert. So we went, and I didn't make him go in with me because the order was supposed to be ready. So I said, you can just stay in the car. I'll be right back. So I go in, and the order's not ready. And so I wasn't going to wait because Bryce was out in the car. So I said, that's okay. They're like, we're really busy tonight. And I said, not a problem. I'll come back in. How long you think? He goes, 5 to 10 minutes. No problem. So I go back to the car and Bryce was down in the floorboard. Yes. And so I didn't say anything. And I'm like, well, it's going to be 5 to 10 minutes. So that's okay. So he gets back up and we're doing stuff. And I thought you're sleeping. I said, oh, you're resting. And he didn't say anything else. So then it's time for me to go in and I check again. So I come back and he's down. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I have to be safe so nobody sees me when you go in to Domino's. And I said, okay. You know what? I'm going to give you a point for safety awareness right there because yeah. I didn't even think about that. So good for you. And that's what he did each time I would go in. And then finally I said, I'm waiting until I know it's in yeah. ready. And then we did it. But so good for him because yeah. we've been trying to teach it. Does he do that with
well,
you
or
something?
Well, he's doing that in the truck. So okay. I say, you know, I'm going to be in the store 5 or 10 minutes. Do you want to come in with me? No.
Oh, I didn't know you were giving him options. Okay.
So he's always, most of the time, he wants to stay in the truck. And I'm like, okay. So I get out, I lock the doors, and, you know, it's winter time here in Florida, so it's not hot. And so I go in the store, and I come out, and he thinks 5 minutes is like an hour. So whenever I get back, he's like, Daddy, you were gone forever. I'm like, no, it's really, I just went in to drop off a package. Here I am. You know, oh, okay. You know, and so he's hiding under the seat and the windows are tinted. So nobody would be able to see him anyway in the truck. And so I don't know why he chooses to wait in the truck if he's just going to be scared on the floor. It just doesn't make sense to me. But
yeah, mine made a little more sense because I literally thought it would be 1 minute. You could have clocked it. If you walk in, you say, it's already paid for.
Yeah.
It's ready. Thank you. We're done. That happens. But yeah, I didn't know that you were already privy to this. So yeah. So anyway, I thought that was noteworthy. And I think that's it. So we had a couple of things that we wanted to
review.
Do shout outs. Yep. Yep. A couple of reviews. So the first, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I'll tell the two reviews, and then I got one more last funny story, and then we'll bring Bryce in.
Okay.
So first, these are not books, so it's something different, which is great because we get requests for all different kinds of things. And this one was for a game, and it's called What's Next Game. And when they reached out to us, originally the game was to be for, they got one that's coming out in May that is kind of geared toward older adults that are on the spectrum and kind of helping them find jobs and different things. I don't know what all that is about, but they wanted to know if we wanted that. And I said, well, sure, you know, because we have our nephew who is 25 and he's on the autism spectrum and it could be something we do with him. But when I told her our son was only 10, she's like, wait, well, we have another one that's really geared toward the younger kids who have special needs. And I'm like, great, send it. So they sent it, and it's 25 squares, and there's different instructions and fun things to funny. It's definitely geared to be funny, and it fits Bryce's sense of humor very well, because one of them even says to fart, and then it says don't really fart, because you know we're playing with literal kids here. So we're like, no, you can make a fart sound, and and you do jumping jacks, and you do dance things. And
well, let me tell them what it is. It's these large squares that you put on the floor.
Did I not say that?
No.
Okay. And that's why there's two of us.
It comes with two big dice.
One dice, and, actually.
Oh, is it one dice?
Uh-huh, because you can only roll up to a six.
Oh, that's right. So you roll a die.
It's
and then
huge,
you
too.
Go
Bryce
the number.
Loves that.
Yeah, it's a big soft die. One. And the squares are like 1 foot by 1 foot. And so you stand on your square, you stand on the start, and then you go whatever number of squares. And then it goes all the way out to 25, and whoever gets the 25 first wins. And it's a lot of fun because, you know, you lose, you have to go back squares, you have to go back to the start sometimes.
Sometimes you can trade squares with somebody.
You can trade squares. So it's really fun.
It is.
And it was so fun that we played it a few times.
Bryce requested two more times, and we had to say, no, three's good for right now. Yeah. We'll play when, you know, a storm comes over or something. He loved it.
Yeah, he loved it.
And then I played again with him.
And I don't know if, like, the there's an extra pack of squares you can get.
It is. They sent us an extra pack, which I haven't opened yet.
That might have other things on them.
Yeah. And I don't want I shouldn't just say, because I'm giving a review here. It was not just fart.
No.
I was just kind of saying it was like he thought that was funny, but they did one that was dance moves. I'm going to give some examples.
Make a duck sound.
Make a duck sound. Make a moo like a cow.
Yeah.
Oink like a pig. Do a butt dance, which was cute. A rock, paper, scissors, and the best two out of three, and the loser has to cry like a baby.
You don't have to name all 25.
Well, I was trying to give a good example,
I think,
but I will stop
example.
Right there. Thank you.
But what I was going to say is I think it's great, and I don't know if the backs are blank or not, but I thought, how cool would it be to put your own on the backside, right? So if you're tired of doing maybe the fart sound or whatever, you could turn it over and write what you want to happen on the backside and use that the next game, you know? So,
Yeah, it's great.
It is really fun.
I'm going to put a link for that in the show notes, and I recommend it. It was family fun. And that, to me, like, we're trying to do more things with Bryce as a family. And that was, like, on a Sunday when we were doing family day. And he loved it. And then I played it again with him this past Sunday.
What's it called?
It's called What's Next Game.
Okay, cool.
And then the other thing we were going to review today was a video. It's actually a documentary that we watched this week. And it was about four young adults on the spectrum, and it's called the ASD band for the Autism Spectrum Disorder band. And one is the female is a singer and also a songwriter. And then one of the young men, he writes music and he plays guitar
and sings.
Another one is the drummer, and I'm not sure.
I don't think he sings
with the microphone.
And then there's a keyboard
player. And then there's
player.
Keyboard player that, oh my goodness, he's an accomplished pianist. We looked him up and he's already like released CDs and stuff. Amazing. But watching their story, you know, how they make music together and
how
work
they understand
together.
Each other.
Yep. And it gave some backstory on their families.
And it's clean, I think, except for one word
there
in
was
the thing, right?
One
bleeper.
One bleeper. Yep. Yeah. But overall, and I asked them in advance because I'm like, you know, I kind of have some high morals and I need to, you know, let my listeners know. So I was rated PG-13 because I had one F-bomb.
Okay.
And then just a couple other small words when they were so excited that they finally got to play in a live, before a live audience. And
yeah.
They were so excited. I mean, I can understand.
Yeah.
So, but then we saw that they actually were on Canada's Got Talent because they're from Toronto.
Yeah.
So that was so cool that they
made it.
Spoiler alert. That's okay. I did. So sorry. But
just make sure you watch the credits after the movie. It has some cool stuff.
Yeah. I saw that they're going to be on PBS, but right now, I believe it's available now, and I'll put this in the show notes as well, that you can watch it, and it's like $10 for them, and there's a link for that. So
I think they're all adults, right?
They are. They're all young adults.
Yep.
Actually, the one, they did show his birthday, so he was 29.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. It reminded me a bit of like when we were watching Love on the Spectrum. It was like watching it. And we're musicians, so for us to watch it, we really loved it. And, of course, we're teaching Bryce instruments, so we wanted him to see some of that. And that kind of leads to one other thing I wanted to share. So it was, I'm trying to think what triggered it, but Bryce said to me unexpectedly, I don't like myself. I don't like myself because of my autism.
Mm-hmm.
And it really broke my heart. And I'm like, why, buddy? And I'm trying to think what it was about his, it's because he gets angry easily. And so he says, I can't control it. And I think it came from a conversation where we were trying to let him know this is not everybody does this, like when he tries to hurt himself.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we took it one step too far by pointing out too much that nobody else does it, because now he feels like he's the weird one, you know? And so we, again, the power of words and how we use them, we've got to be so careful. And that's probably why I like really speaking to my heart, because even with Bryce, we have to be really careful with the words that we choose to use with him, because the way that he processes information is so different than we do.
Right.
And so that's so important. And so this was when we were in the car driving to therapy. And so I turned off the music when I heard him say that. And I just had a really heart-to-heart talk with him. And I really took more of a biblical approach. And I just told him, you know, how God made him special, and that he's not the only one. And then I told him anger is a problem for many people. I said, there are people that who do not have autism and they have problems with controlling their anger. And they lose jobs because they can't control their anger. And they lose friends because they can't control their anger. I said, so we're just trying to help you now learn ways while you're younger how to control your anger. And that really has nothing to do with your autism. It might be a little harder for you sometimes because you can't control it, but you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And the Holy Spirit says one of our fruits of the Spirit is self-control, and he's going to help you control it if you ask him. And I really took it that deep of a level with him, but Bryce processes things from the Bible
much better
than he does other things, and he gets it. And he listened, and then he said, thank you, Mommy. Okay, put the music back on. And we put our CC Winans back on, and he was good the rest of the day. So, you know, I just want to encourage parents and listeners and therapists and family members and anybody who has someone on the spectrum that thinks in a different way, choose your words carefully and wisely. And it's better to say no words than to say the wrong words if you're not sure what to say. And just know that there is a heightened sensitivity with the way that they may respond to a word that others, it could bounce off of them, and it doesn't. And they don't forget the words. They take them, they file them away, and it can be 3 years later, and they're going to remember that you said those words to them. So it's just really, really important. I mean, we're living this, and we see it. And
we're not perfect.
No.
We're
humans.
We have to just do the best.
And we do
can.
Our best.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to put that out there today because I really felt like that would be good and encouraging. Okay, so last thing, funny, and then we'll bring Bryce. Okay, this happened, I think, last night. You looked down on your arm and you were bleeding.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell your bleeding story.
Well,
it looks like dry blood now, but you did something.
Yeah, my hand was wet, so I looked at my hand, it was covered in blood. I'm like, what in the world? Where is this coming from? So it was my arm. I must have hit it on something. And I said, I'm going to have to get a Band-Aid or something. I said, Bryce, come here.
Now, in the meantime, he's in the other room playing on his
game. On his iPad, right?
Yes.
I said, I'm bleeding. I need your help. So I'll help you, Daddy. So I got his attention finally, and then he comes around.
Wait a minute. There's the best line. He says, I'll help you, Daddy. Wait, after I get my skyscraper.
after I get my skyscraper. And I said,
you're like, I'm dying.
I said, no, Bryce, this is an emergency. I said, I need help right away, or I don't know. I'm feeling woozy.
you were really playing it out.
I don't know. I mean, I think I might have to sit down. And he's like, and when he.
Then he goes, okay, Daddy, I will help you. Here I come. I'm here to save you, Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
I said, I need your help. And he's like, I'm not a doctor. And then he ran out, didn't he?
Yeah. And then you're like, Bryce, I need your help. I'm bleeding. And he goes, oh, okay, Daddy, I will save you. Okay, I'll try to be a doctor.
I'll go get a Band-Aid.
So I said, well, this is good for him, because does he know where the Band-Aids are? So, and you weren't bleeting badly, so
let's just
put that disclaimer out there.
So I had already gotten a paper towel, in fact.
So now it's just, how will Bryce do?
Yeah, so he was gone for a long time because he was in the bathroom looking for the Band-Aid, and he was in the right drawer.
He was close.
And so I came in the bedroom, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can stand up anymore. And he's like, hold on, Daddy, hold on. And I fell on the bed.
Oh, geez. Well, he came in here, and he goes, Mommy, come and help me get the Band-Aid for Daddy. And I said, Bryce, you were in the right space. Look for the word bandages, because I have everything with labels on them.
Yeah.
So, because that's how organized I am. Yes, I know I'm a nerd. Anyway, so it helped. So I said, it's got bandages on there. Look for that. Then he found it, right?
Yep. And he got the salve.
Yep.
And he brought everything over and he got it out of the package. But the Band-Aid was like sticking to his fingers, and he was trying to get it the right way to put on my arm, right?
So cute.
And so I was like, here, give it to me. I'll put it on. No, Daddy, I'll do it. So he got the Band-Aid the right way, and he was able to, you know, flip his hands around and get it onto me. And I was like, thank you for saving me, you know. So he was all proud
Super
of himself.
Sweet. Yeah. So that was really good.
So I'll bring him in here so you can ask him questions.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to see how this conversation goes with Bryce. The other day, when he and I were driving to therapy, he's very obsessed a little bit with Teslas. So I was asking him questions about them. And it was such a great conversation, I was going to try to do it on here. Hey, bud.
He didn't want to sit in my chair, but...
Oh. You get to be in Daddy's chair today.
Yeah.
I get to ask questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, but why don't you have the black chair?
Well, I'm on my chair, which has wheels. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know what I want to talk about today?
What?
Your favorite car. What's your favorite car?
A T.
Well, tell the listeners, they might not.
They don't know what
a Toyota?
No, it's not a Toyota.
Well, what T is it?
A Tesla.
A Tesla, yeah. So tell me, what are the different kinds of Teslas? I'm going to test your Tesla knowledge.
Wait. I need to look on it line and remember.
No, you can try it. Just try, bud.
No.
What's the really expensive one? With the side.
The X
is the really expensive one. And which is your favorite?
The X.
Okay. And tell me again, so that the listeners know, why is the X your favorite?
Because it has the falcon wing doors.
The falcon wing. And what do those doors do?
They go up.
That is really cool. So we saw a Tesla.
It's like a Corvette.
It
goes up like that.
Okay. That was really cool. So we saw a Tesla this morning, didn't we? And what made that Tesla different? Do you remember what it said on the back?
It said, well, We saw one at the car wash.
Oh, yeah, we saw one at the car wash, too. That was pretty exciting. Cool. Oh, yeah. What kind was at the car wash? I didn't see it.
Model 3.
A Model 3? Okay. What was the one in front of us on the way to the bank that had dual engine?
Same thing.
Oh, that was another Model 3? Okay. Yeah. Now tell me, you were wanting to see the door handles on that. What's special about the door handles?
You push on it, and you push one part of the door, and you open it.
That's really cool. Now, you told me the other day that you really want to drive a Tesla. And I said, well, what makes that so cool to drive? And what were the things you were telling me that makes it cool to drive?
It does auto drive.
Yeah, and what could you do while it's doing auto drive?
There's Tesla video games.
Oh, and you tell me you're going to watch that while you were driving? Is that safe?
No.
No, is that crazy?
That's crazy.
I think that's crazy. But they do have the iPad in there. What else is in there? You said there's a big screen?
It's just me, but yeah? There's also Tesla video games on the Model X.
Are you serious?
You can use the steering wheel to do the video games.
Stop it! That's crazy! And then the car drives itself while you're playing video games?
No. When you do it, when you're like waiting for something.
So like when you're at a stoplight, you can play video games?
Or when you're parked and you're charging?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
how long does it take to charge?
It takes like 6 hours, so you have 6 hours to play video games.
Oh.
Well, then that makes more sense.
That's why people buy Teslas.
So they have 6 hours to play video games?
Yeah, because...
What else would you do for 6 hours?
For a Model X, you can play video games with the steering wheel.
Oh my goodness. That's like your controller?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really neat. I did not know that. What else can you tell me about a Tesla that maybe I don't know? Is there anything else that makes it super cool? Different than my car?
It has... It has a frunk.
Oh yeah, what is a frunk? You were telling me about that.
They call it a frunk because it's not a trunk, because there's no engine.
That is so crazy. And it's in the front?
I really want Tesla because I want to play video games.
Now I know why, yeah. So, what was the last question I was going to ask you about that? Mommy, I forget things.
What about horse camp? Tell the people about horse camp.
Yeah, horse camp. Yeah. It was good.
What was your favorite part?
What was good? What was good?
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to skateboard a little bit.
Daddy was telling me about that, but you didn't tell me about it. So tell me about that. Where did you skateboard?
I skateboarded in the barn.
You were in the barn?
And I skateboarded.
Wow. How did that feel?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mostly fell off.
You mostly fell off? Uh-oh. How many times did you fall off?
Only two.
Only two times? Did you have any serious injuries?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
Is that the best part of horse camp, was the skateboard, or was it riding the horse?
Riding the horse.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Riding the horse.
That was great. All right. Are you ready to wrap up?
Yeah.
That was a good conversation today. I appreciate it. Do you want to say anything to the listeners?
Hey, what was the name of the horses you were riding?
Oh.
At camp.
What was the name of the horses I was riding at camp?
Yeah. What were their names?
Wren.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the only one that you rode?
You rode one more.
No, that's...
On my day, you did. Remember the brown one?
Heaven.
Yep, you rode Heaven. Cool. Yeah, he did. He got to ride two different
Getting
horses.
Getting ready for your big competition coming up.
That's this weekend.
This weekend.
Wait a minute. A
week and a half.
You're right. It's this weekend. We're going to Tampa Zoo again, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, you keep us busy. And the air show. We're always doing something with you, which is great fun.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to tell the people?
Wait, you know what? Last thing I want you to tell them, honey, because it's almost Easter. Can you tell them why we celebrate Easter?
Why? I know what's happening.
But they might not know. Can you tell them?
No, they might know.
Well, what if they don't? They need to hear it from you. Can you do that?
That's what we need to do. We need to spread the word.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Easter is when Jesus dies on the cross, he rises from the dead.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go.
Good job.
So happy Easter, everyone.
All right, till next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.